The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, July the 24th. And I'm joined in the studio by the absolutely gorgeous Rebecca Oliver.
Hi, Rebecca. Too kind as always, Paul.
How are you?
I'm very well. The sun is shining.
It's gorgeous down here on the marsh, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Actually, it's really, you could be anywhere, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
We're driving along past the seawall and it could be south of France.
South of France, yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I'm out the window, getting a tan on one arm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Good. Well, lovely to see you again.
Pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a warm day here in the studio, isn't it?
But we were very hot last week, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. And we were quite warm as well. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, cool. Good. Well, thanks for joining us. As always, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So please do give us a call on 01303 874998.
You, we'd love
to hear from
it.
You. Yeah, I've got it burned into my brain now. I keep forgetting it. So do give us a call on 01303 874998. Or you can tweet me at Vanilla Web. We have a live Twitter feed running. We've already had 3 or 4 tweets in already, and we haven't even started yet.
Wow.
So that's that. A big thank you to today's show sponsors, who are B2BSouthEast.com. So thank you for them. They have their big business-to-business exhibition in the Gatwick area at the Cockthorne Hotel at Effingham Park in November. So thank you for them for sponsoring the show. I think what we'll do, Becky, is start with an email.
Have you got one
for us? Yeah,
I have lots of emails.
I
will start with Fruitworks, create startups, a free seminar for people wishing to start their own business. Speakers Susanna Schofield and Sarah Rabbit. Is it Rabbit?
Yeah.
Best in Glass, Susan Williams, Vision on Consultancy, and Oliver Musto Playfair, serial entrepreneur. He will be there doing some as speakers. And then there's the Dragons panel, who are Howard Kendall, Paul Andrews, your good self.
Oh, am I there?
Oh, yes, you should be there. It's actually the 4th of August.
Oh, blimey, I better put that in my diary.
You better. And Oliver Musto Playfair as well. So that's at Stour Street, Fruitworks. And so I'm very interested about that. So
yeah, it's already getting quite a few people registering for it. So if you want to come along, do register quite quickly, because the spaces will fill up, because it is a free event, and we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, I just say it's at Stour Street, isn't it, in Canterbury?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great location, right in the centre of Canterbury. So it'll
be
fantastic.
Yeah, that's a Saturday,
day,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yep. And we've got some lunch laid on and stuff like that.
Lovely.
So,
ooh,
you know, it's worth coming along.
Excellent.
I want to do a shout as well for the guys back at my place, yeah?
Right.
Yeah, Steve, Georgie and Brian from Tenterton Heating and Plumbing, who are busily installing a shower, toilet and wash basin at my house. Thank you, guys.
At your home?
At my home, yeah. Tenterton Heating and Plumbing.
You sure they're not in the garden?
Oh, no, they actually are in the garden. Seriously, they are in the garden. That's where they're putting it. Yeah, I'm having it put next to the swimming pool, so...
Right, so it's a party at yours then.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, they're probably partying there now. But the guys from Tenterton Heating and Plumbing, fantastic guys. If you need any work done, they're the guys to do it.
Excellent.
Keep working, guys. We'll be home soon. And I've got some requests to play for them later.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got a bit of Herman's Hermits for Brian.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we'll play that later.
Anyway. Dedicated for them. So it's a nice day to be out in the sunshine.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous, isn't it? So, all good stuff. I've also got an email here that I want to read. Well, it's not an email so much as an update, and it's a bit of I told you so. You may remember a few weeks back I got into a bit of controversy on the BBC by claiming...
I can't imagine that you're controversial.
I know, unusual for me. But I was claiming that the employment situation isn't as bad as a lot of the media were making it out.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody went, no, you're wrong. So I'd just like to announce these figures, yeah? Unemployment dropped by nearly 1,000 people in Kent again this month.
Wow.
That's following on a drop of 700 the month before.
Mm-hmm.
So figures released by the Office for National Statistics revealed that the number of people claiming Job Seeker Allowance across Kent and Medway fell by nearly 1,000 people to 35,000 people last month.
Wow.
700 the month before. It's going down, guys. There is work out there.
Yeah, and I'm actually involved in Swell Jobs Fair, actually, in September, and there are lots of jobs out there, and... You know, it's, it's looking for, there are employers looking for employees.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think it's a misconception. Yeah. And well done.
Yeah, no, brilliant.
And
also, yeah, in line with that, also, what I thought was interesting is that the Experian survey, the latest business insolvency index, revealed that only 0.07% of Southeast firms failed in the last year.
Mm.
That's 0.07. That's the lowest failure rate for decades.
Wow.
Which is really good news. It means that there's good news out there.
So we should be celebrating
that.
And we should be telling people. And I think that's the trouble, because it is a misconception.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of businesses, a lot of press does always focus on the negatives.
Absolutely.
And I think they should focus more on the positives, because like you say, there is success stories in Kent and beyond. And I think we should sort of celebrate those figures, because it's quite encouraging. And I think more people are positive about moving forward in their businesses, then I think it can only be better the community and better, you know, the...
Absolutely,
yeah,
you know,
we're just
obsessed with focusing on negatives. You know, there are 60,000 small businesses in Kent, all doing reasonably okay. Mm. You know, why don't we ever talk about that? Why do we always talk about the one that went bust? You know, anyway.
It's good news story.
Good news stories on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Yes.
You heard it first on the Business Bunker, so, you know.
We want to hear your success stories,
yeah,
so tweet
absolutely.
Us.
Tweet us or ring us on 01303 874 998.
Give the sun is shining. Good feeling.
Yeah. Tell us about your business. Tell us about your successes. Tell us about your organisation, or if you've got an event coming up, or anything.
Yeah.
Ring us and tell us. Or if you're too shy to ring and tell us on air, you could tweet me at VanillaWeb. Or if you're too shy to do that, you could email us. But I have to warn you, if you email during the show, the chances of it getting read out are negligible, because we've got about 100 emails already. And I think it's probably a time for another one.
Hi Paul, can you give us a shout out on the Business Bunker show, please? Priestfields, 7:30 till 9 a.m. Thursday. Better breakfast. Trading with India is easier than you think, and there's business already happening with British companies. Pre-booking is essential. To book, call Priestfields 01634 300000 or email Debbie at priestfields.com. UKTI presenting, and £550 grant available. That's Neville Gaunt, the MD of MindFit Limited.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. What was it last week we were talking about trading? I can't remember now. There was trading opportunities. It wasn't India.
In Turkey.
Yeah, that's
in
it.
Turkey,
yes, I remember now.
Yeah, no, it's India this week.
India this week.
I saw
what will be next week?
Yeah, I saw an email earlier that somebody sent in about India this week. No, it was Turkey last week. Right, I've got a few tweets. Let me start reading a few tweets. I've got Paul Gurney, whose handle on Twitter is Caricatures. Paul, I do caricatures at weddings and parties. Great fun likenesses. My website is caricaturesandportraits.co.uk. That's all one word. Caricaturesandportraits.co.uk. Or you can call me on 01732 353 971. So that's Paul Gurney from Caricatures. He does caricatures and portraits at weddings and parties.
Oh.
Yeah, so go for it.
Be very creative.
Yeah. And I saw, oh blimey, here we go.
So you've got lots, are they all coming through
all
now?
Bloody.
I want all their good news stories and all of their shout outs.
Yeah, Karen Bigois of Vibes Private Gym. We'd love a shout out for Vibes, please. If you buy 10, get 2 free personal training or plate sessions.
Mm.
Well, they do food with their gym. Is that what? Oh no, that'll be.
How long has it been since you've been to the gym, Paul?
Jim. Don't. No, I know this.
It'll
one.
Come to you.
It'll come to me, Jim. Yeah, I'll remember one later. Yeah. Now get along to Vibes in Tunbridge Wells. They've got buy 10 get 2 free. Personal trainer or plate sessions. It's summertime and the slimming is easy at Vibes, they say.
Oh, yes.
So get
good.
Along to that. Karen's brilliant as well.
Yeah.
And also Keith Mabbott of CBC Me. Good luck with the show today, Paul. Any graduates listening, let them know about thegraduate.co.uk. And see you all at 10 by 10. Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, yeah, Keith. I know Keith well, so.
Yeah, he's a good lad, Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right.
Can I do a shout out?
Yeah, go on.
I'll do a shout out for, I suppose it's a little bit of self-promotion. It's for my tennis academy, for Southeastern Tennis. Now the sun is shining. It's been a very, very hard year with the unseasonable weather, as we were talking about last week with Jamie Clifford. And yeah, they've had a fantastic beginner's course start this week, and the numbers are going through the roof. So all the hard work at Southeastern Tennis, anyone looking for to start tennis, please do come along to Penistone Heath, and we've got three other venues, and it's good fun. And contact the handle is at @se_tennis, and contact Julian at www.se-tennis.co.uk. Great team down there. Really, it's not all about business, it's about bringing tennis to the community, and they're doing a fantastic job. And
that's
it's
good stuff.
Yeah, really good. So, shout out for them.
Yeah, fair play to them. Good luck with that, Julian and the guys down there at the South East Tennis. I've got a tweet from Alex Waterton at F Keys. Free Microsoft Office tips and tricks sessions on the 3rd and 10th of August. You can book it at fkeys.co.uk. That's f-keys.co.uk. So get along and book your free tips and tricks sessions on Microsoft
tips and
products.
Tricks.
I said that.
I
said that when I'm tripping over that or spitting at you. That's amazing, isn't it?
I'm far enough away.
That is true. So get along to that. And also, I've got Alan Noak of the World's Most Expensive Link.
Hello,
Business Bunker. Please give a shout out for the Pilgrims Hospice, the charity benefiting most on the World's Most Expensive Link.com. And the Business Bunker has leapt to a whopping 67th place on the World's Most Expensive Link.
67th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whereas Anthony Gray clocks are at number one for the 9,998th week consecutively.
You're not bitter about that.
I'm not bitter about that at all, am I?
Because you did mention it last week.
Oh, did I? I'm going to get them. I'm going to sneak up on them when they're least expecting
it. I want to know. I realised last week that Shackleton actually has his own Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I was quite surprised.
Yeah.
I was quite surprised. Maybe he'll top you, unfortunately, on the
he probably will
most expensive link.
He probably will pick up a penguin. Yeah. Cool. You're listening to kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday, July the 24th, with me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter Rebecca Oliver. Do you know what I think we're going to do in a minute? I think we're going to play some tunage.
Is that dedicated to your guys at home?
That's a bit of tunage that Brian requested, a bit of Herman's Hermits. That's for Tenterstone Heating and Plumbing, who are busily working away installing a shower for me. So Brian requested this. So in a moment, we're going to play that bit of tunage, and then we'll set up our first guest.
Excellent.
Yeah, Mr. Peter Kingham. So what do you think about that?
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Shall we do a bit of that then?
Absolutely.
Okie doke.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Oh yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She dances close to me like I hope she would.
She dances to me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh, we only dance for a minute or two, and then she stuck close to me the whole night through.
Something good.
with the Business Bunker.
Hey, Herman's Hermits there. I'm in for something good, just for Brian and the guys back at my place.
They'd be surfing, I can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. They go in my swimming pool with a surfboard on it. Yeah,
imagine them, yeah.
Right, now hopefully we've got Peter on the phone. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Very good. Cool. All better for a bit of sunshine.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Let me just quickly introduce you to our listener. This is Mr. Peter Kingham, who's the chairman of the Eden Valley Chamber of Commerce. And you've got a very special event coming up soon, haven't you, Peter?
We do indeed, yeah.
Would you like to tell our listener all about it?
Certainly, yeah. On the 22nd of September this year, which is a Saturday, we're holding an eco fair in Eden Bridge in Kent. It's being held on a rather lovely local park, and is a family event, but with very strong business reasons for holding it. So that's what we're doing.
Cool. And what have you got lined up already in terms of exhibitors?
Okay. Well, we already have more than 30 exhibitors that have actually booked.
Right. Okay.
That's forms and money in, which is always a good thing.
Lovely. Like the sound of that.
That's right. Yeah. But we anticipate that number will quite easily exceed 50.
Right.
And what we've got is a spread. Really, we have the business and craft section, but we also have community and we also have charity. So, to give you some example on the charity, we have Kent Air Ambulance,
right.
The RNLI, plus some local organisations like HEVA, WI, Fair Trade, people like that, the churches.
Right.
a lot of local community groups. But we have, on the business front, we have companies like Cycle Pods.
Oh, yeah, I know Cycle Pods, yeah.
Yep, Solar Advanced Systems, Sustainable For You, Veggie Love Bites.
We're on our way now.
I shouldn't have said Veggie Love Bites and Mould Growth in the same sentence.
That sounds very interesting.
It sounds like a really good event. So,
but we've got a lot of others, a lot of local businesses, but a few large companies that we're currently negotiating.
It sounds like you've got a good mix of businesses there to sort of attract all different people for different reasons, and I think that's really important to have a good eclectic mix of businesses all with a common goal.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're trying to give it the flavour of a county show.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
You know, as anyone that knows that's been to those sorts of shows, they'll find some large companies there, but they'll also find interesting little craft stalls and produce stalls. But our aim with all this, we're working with Sustainable Edenbridge, so it's a joint venture.
Right. Okay.
And in actual fact, in many respects, they're taking the lead on this, but and they're guiding us, but we're bringing some of the Chambers clout to it, and organisational skills. So
that's fantastic. So and you're still looking for exhibitors, presumably?
We are, yeah. We have more than enough room.
Okay.
So the show can get as big as we would hope.
So you have no limits on the number of exhibitors, although you're hoping like over 50.
Yeah, we've got plenty of room. I mean, it's a whole park that we've got to use.
Right.
The Edenbridge Town Council have been gracious enough to allow us the free use of the park, so
Excellent.
You know, we're working with Sensio, who are one of the local, they run the leisure centre and so on, so a combination of all these organisations are going to bring this show to Edenbridge.
Brilliant. So if anybody wants to exhibit or wants to find out more about coming along, is there a website or anything they can go to?
There is, yes, they can go on to our website, which is www.edenvalleychamber.org.uk.
Cool.
Edenvalleychamber.org.uk. They'll find news about the eco fair, and if they follow the link, that'll take them to the all the relevant information.
Fantastic. We've actually already got a link to that on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website.
Oh, great.
So if people want to follow up, they can find it on there as well if they can't remember what you just said.
Right.
And we will point them at that. Just while you're on, Peter,
yeah.
Tell us briefly a quick bit about Eden Valley Chamber. you know, who you represent, what area you represent, and kind of how many businesses you've got.
Certainly. Well, we're centred on Edenbridge in Kent, so yep. The majority of our members are based in Edenbridge and the surrounding areas, but we spread out as far as Sevenoaks, Westerham, and places like that.
Right.
The Chamber is... We're quite proud of what we've been doing over the last year or two. We've been expanding very rapidly, and our remit is to bring business to the town as much as we can.
Right.
Representing the members. We have a good spread of membership. We have lots of the high street shops are members, but we also have a large industrial area, and many of the companies up there are members.
And I suppose it's connecting those, you'd be connecting them all together, so being in, representing the town, and obviously
yep.
It's bringing industries and businesses that might not necessarily connect ordinarily, using you as a portal to do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
But part of the reasoning behind the whole eco fair is to attract that kind of business to the town.
Right.
I mean, in the sort of economic climate we've got now, there aren't many sectors of industry that can positively say they're expanding.
Mm.
But the green and sustainability movement is one of those, with solar power, wind power, and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And what we're set up to do with this is to show that Edenbridge is a place where these businesses will thrive. Attract that kind of business attempt. So I'm thinking about relocating. We've got excellent facilities here. We've got great local sustainability. There are lots and lots of positive groups in the town, and we've got superb access to motorways, airports, trains. We've got two train stations. There aren't many towns or villages in Kent that can boast that.
No, absolutely. That's all good stuff, and it's a lovely area as well, on
it
top
is.
Of all that. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. And very last thing, Peter, we could talk to you all day, but I'm sure you've got to get away. Give us a shout for your own business, because you're busy promoting everybody else's business. You've got a business of your own that you run occasionally as well, haven't you?
Yes, I'm often reminded, I sometimes forget that, but yes, my wife and I run a business in town called Magnolias of Edenbridge, and we do upholstery, blinds, curtains, gifts,
lovely.
Furniture, all that kind of thing. So,
fantastic.
So we'll be one of the exhibitors in actual fact, because we restore furniture, repaint furniture, that kind of thing.
Oh, fantastic.
Wonderful.
Good. Well, Peter, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Absolute pleasure to talk to you. Wish you much, much success with your eco fair on September the 22nd?
22nd, yes. Yep. It runs from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And it will be an Indian summer, so
it
will be absolutely...
Well, we've already booked it.
Yeah.
Baking.
Brilliant. Peter, thanks ever so much. That's Peter
Kingham,
Chair of the Eden Valley Chamber of Commerce. Peter, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful afternoon
down there
in Edenbridge.
Thank you.
Talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there you go. And we're back.
Edenbridge is beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
And it's all about community, isn't it? It's all about bringing people, like you say, businesses that wouldn't necessarily collaborate and work together. I think to have community spirit and to bring events like that to the area, I think is a really good idea, and promoting Edenbridge as a whole, and it is all about community spirit. I truly believe that that's a very powerful tool to have in this current economic climate, even though it's all good, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, but you know, it's all about growing, and you know, the politicians have spent all the money, so we need to work really hard to try and get some back. But talking about that, you know, I mean, a lot of people still don't realise quite how rural Kent can be as well.
Yeah.
In line with what Peter was saying about the eco and green stuff, Kent's rural industries are worth more than Marks and Spencer's, you know that?
Yeah.
If you were preparing an annual report, the Kent agricultural industry versus Marks and Spencer's or Sainsbury's, the Kent rural industries are worth £5.4 billion a year.
I can imagine that, yeah, definitely.
You know, there's actually, I couldn't believe this statistic when I saw it, there are actually 85,000 people employed in the food chain in Kent.
In Kent alone?
Yeah, in Kent alone. Yeah, it's 15% of the entire workforce.
I think as you're driving through, you know, different areas of Kent, I think you, like you say, you do underestimate all of the orchards and all the various farms and things like that. And I think you do underestimate, like you say, the agriculture that is in Kent, definitely.
Absolutely. And when you look at, you know, the whole food chain, and we've got so many producers, you know, like Kent Crisps and Taywell ice cream and Corker's sausages, you know, Hodes. And, and, you know, there's just loads and loads, Ashmore Cheese and the Canterbury Cheese Company and all those kind of producers and food and wine and drink and stuff like that. And in fact, in a couple of weeks' time, we've actually got Fraser Thompson from the English Wines Group at Chapel Down coming on the show. So,
Jules will be pleased.
Yeah, no, we kept her away from Jules. He wanted to preserve his stocks for the summer, so we did it while she was on holiday.
We can do that, yeah, because she's far, far away.
Yeah, cool. We got a few more tweets and emails and things to read out, and then we'll talk to our studio guests after that. I've had a tweet from Made in Kent. Whitstable Rotary Club Charity Golf Competition is on the 14th of September in aid of local charities. If you go to the made-in-kent.co.uk website and click the Rotary logo, you can find out all about it.
Right.
We've also got Burlanes. I don't know Burlanes, so we've got a new listener.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mention, please, for Burlanes for kitchens, bathrooms and interiors, opening Westfarley. And the official opening will be in September 2012. So, yet another new business starting
Fantastic.
Up. So, that's Burlanes. You can follow them on Twitter, Burlanes. I'm sure they've probably got a website, and if they let me know it, I'll let you know it. But they're kitchens, bathrooms and interiors in West Farley, just
it's
outside
exciting.
Mostland. So, good luck with that, guys. I hope it goes really well. I'm sure it will be
a
success.
It is exciting, isn't it, to hear all these new businesses.
Absolutely.
I met somebody yesterday that's starting up a new business, and they're so positive and they've got so much energy for it. It's really exciting to think there are a lot of people out there that that are moving forward and, you know, moving forward with their ideas and setting up new businesses. I think it's a thriving time, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've got a tweet from Laura. So great to hear Chamber Chairman Peter Kingham speaking with Vanilla Webb on the Business Funker Show today. Yeah, I'm good. No,
who is that,
good.
Laura?
Laura Mendes.
Oh, hello, Laura. Yeah, she's, again, a great Edenbridge.
Yeah, I got an email to do about Edenbridge the Rectory later as well, because she's up for a prize too.
She's a very busy lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, I've got this. Light Up the City 5K. A 3-kilometre dusk stroll, or a 5-kilometre run around the city walls and streets of Canterbury.
Oh, lovely.
Starting in Danjon Gardens on Saturday the 20th of October. So we're telling you this miles in advance, so you've got plenty of time to practice and train and get fit for this.
I could get ready for my marathon that I still have. Yeah, I need to get going on that.
This is in respect of Pilgrim's Hospice. So, light up the city, 20th of October, start getting fit. 5:30 PM walk, 7 PM for running. No, I think I'd have to run at 5:30.
Are you doing run at 5:30 or walk?
Yeah, because Billy Dean was trying to blag me into one of these, I think.
Was he?
Yeah. Anyway, so do support.
You need to
that.
Go to the gym first. Do you remember Jim?
I need to go and see Karen, don't
you
I?
Do.
At Vibes Gym.
And then you'll
get
be
myself fit and then do the run.
Yeah, in October.
Or I could just hire someone to do it for me.
I'm
good
right,
at delegating. I'm
not gonna say.
Right, do us an email then, Beck.
Right, okay, this is from the lovely Marilyn Sayer. It's just under a week until our next Muesli Mafia, actually it's less than a week now, in Maidstone, networking breakfast to be held on Thursday the 26th of July. That's only this Thursday, so so you've got to really get booked quickly. At the Merku Hotel in Maidstone in Hollingbourne, it's £20 plus VAT, so £24, and it starts at 7:30 AM. I've been there many times and they always get an awful lot of guests and visitors. I think they normally get about 80 people sitting down, so it's a great event to attend. We still have a few places left. I hope that still stands. This may have come through last week, but do email Marilyn at jfsconsultinglimited.co.uk as soon as possible. Obviously, payment before the event is appreciated. So, 26th of July. It's a great networking event. I really enjoy those Music Mafia groups. They're really good, and the venue again. I've been there many times. So
I always get the urge to introduce the Muesli Mafia to the ladies what latte so that they can have a full breakfast.
Yeah. Yes.
Just one of those things.
That's a collaboration, which is another key word. Yeah. Success. Yes.
Yeah. It's another thing, actually, but talking about that, Becky, you're absolutely right. It's another thing that we do really well in Kent, which are tweet-ups and networking meetings and stuff like that. They're really good. And so as well as the Muesli Mafia, we saw also this week on Thursday is the Kent Business tweet-up.
Yeah.
And that's taking place at Lenley's Terrazzo Restaurant, which is in Roper Street, Canterbury. There's loads of on-site parking, so you can park right outside the door. And it's from 10 to 11.30 this Thursday, the 26th of July. And there's a guest speaker. And this guy is really, really, really worth speaking to, listening to. It's a guy called Jeffrey Holland, and he's the former Chief Executive Officer of the Orbis Flying Eye Experiences of running the Orbis Flying Eye Hospital. And great, great stories to listen to, and great networking. So do get along to Lenley's, that's the big furniture store. The Canterbury Tweet Up is in their Terrazzo restaurant, and it's this Thursday, the 26th of July, and it starts at 10 a.m, and you can park right outside the door.
Excellent, so you can go to Muesli Mafia and then along to there,
exactly,
can't you?
Exactly, yeah, two breakfasts in a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's not to like?
It's obviously a very popular day, Thursday the 26th.
Yeah, it is, I don't know why, but there it is. Cool.
Shall I do another one?
Yeah, go on.
May I introduce to a new website dedicated to Kent? Kent POI, Kent Places of Interest, an exciting way to discover Kent. Designed with new smart devices in mind, as well as more traditional computers, with easily accessed information pages, picture galleries and maps, there is something to interest everyone. Here visitors to the 2012 Olympics, which is how many days away?
Oh, I don't know, about three, four. Yeah.
And local residents can find out about Kent with easy-to-read maps and information. Browse through hundreds of pages displaying thousands of places of interest in Kent with a location of interactive map on every page. It goes on, and basically, if the website is being tested at the moment to correct faults, restore links and submit submissions, please have a look if you get a moment. Your comments are welcome. So if you go to www.kentpoi.co.uk, if you can have a look at that, I think they'd appreciate your feedback to see how accessible it is for visitors, and you can email them any of your comments or feedback on info@kentpoi.co.uk. And it's so interesting. I say I've lived here all my life, and there's still so many places in Kent I haven't visited.
Absolutely, it's amazing, really, isn't it? I mean, there's loads of places. One of the places I've never been to, and I really want to, is Queck's Park. I've never been there.
It's amazing, and sometimes you drive past all of these places, and
You think I must go there.
Must go there, and yet you fly halfway across the world, yet you don't actually visit places. So that'd be a very interesting website to visit, and look forward to seeing that all finished. And say any comments be greatly appreciated, I think, to the team.
Yeah, cool, good. You're listening to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-presenter, Rebecca Oliver. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, so do give us a call on 01 303 874 998. We'd love to hear from you, or you can tweet me at Vanilla Web, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. I've got another tweet in. It's from Go Vicinity Creative, and they go, do you know, Paul, about 40% of our work is for startup companies at the moment. It's always great fun to be involved at the fruition of something new.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. That's Go Vicinity Creative. 40% of their work is for new startups.
Yeah.
There is a lot of business going
on. There is a lot of business. Yeah. And like I say, I think we need to shout out more about it.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
You know, again, always hashtag Business Bunker so that any of us can pick it up, and we're always happy to retweet any of the team.
Absolutely.
You know, we that's what we're here for.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, anybody starting a new business out there, give us a shout. We'll happily promote it. That's the whole point of the show, is to get businesses of Kent onto the radar. So if you're starting a new business, let us know, and we will give you some exposure and a shout on the radio and introduce you to people and all kinds of things.
And I know it's been quite some time when I last came on to you about the Business Bunker magazine, and I know it went a bit quiet, and I was overwhelmed with people interested in it, and you know, don't lose faith, we haven't forgotten about it. It's just something that we've had to sort of put it aside, but me and Jules are reigniting it, and
you're working on it.
We're working on it
when we get her back from holiday.
when she's sobered up and come back from holiday.
Well, I about that. We haven't got that long.
I know, we're going down to Whitstable to brainstorm. But, you know, anyone, again, this will hopefully be a platform, you know, further on from the radio show, and we definitely want to hear from new startups and any kind of promotion. We're sort of out here really to give as much shout out to any businesses, whether they're expanding, whether they're new. It's really important, like you say, it's a collaboration and support network throughout the whole of Kent. So
absolutely. So, you know, do let us know. Do keep telling us. You know, we tell people every week this, but, you know, we do really want to hear from people.
And we care.
Yeah, we do care. We you know, it's all about promoting businesses in the county. We really do want to make things happen in this county.
You and I have been in business for a very long time. Yep. And, you know, there's highs and there's lows. And I think we all just want to work together now. Like you say, we don't rely on... maybe necessarily the MPs and things like that. We sort of want to work together, and I think you say collaboration and support, partnerships, joint ventures, various things like that. They all work to strengthen industry in Kent.
Absolutely. You know, the issue to me is that the media, to some extent, understandably, tends to concentrate on big corporate organisations and institutions. Yeah. But in fact, in the United Kingdom, 85% of all people work for a small business.
Yeah.
And small businesses, in fact, are more valuable to the economy than large businesses.
Yeah.
It's just that there's lots of them and they're small. So in our small way, we're trying to do something about that in Kent by getting awareness, exposure and raising the profile of all those SMEs that are doing such a fantastic job in the county that don't normally get mentioned. Blimey, there's a phone call.
Maybe that's someone who wants to get mentioned.
It might be for us even. We shall see in a moment. They'll put it through if it is for us. I think it might be. Yeah, okie doke. Let's see who it is. Hello, you're on the Business Bunker. Hello, Angela, how are you?
You're always listening. I hope you're in the garden.
I'm not in the garden because it's too hot between 11 and 2. So you have to go indoors.
Facebook.
Angela, can I ask you to shout into your phone a bit, because you're a bit weak signal-wise.
I'm shouting, but you're really weak as well.
Am
That's
I?
Not a personal comment.
No, I am weak. I am weak. Somebody else mentioned that on Twitter, actually, and I've turned it up to full volume, but we're still... I think what it is the sun's drying out the signal or something.
Oh, well, I'll do my best to shout.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good. So how are you?
I wanted to ring in to say, yes, I agree about the tweet-ups and the networking breakfasts, and the way that we do it in Kent is fabulous. And that one of the tweet-ups recently I've been to... chat to somebody I know plus a new lady I met resulted in a great conversation, and we're going to meet up about doing something together. So even businesses that are starting up, that you can then collaborate and work with each other and put together events or charity events or workshops, and I think it's just fantastic, the support that's out there, including Business Bunker, which I will shout about wherever I see
people. She does
shout. I thrust the card in their hand and I tell them how they listen to this marvellous show.
I've seen you at work, Angela.
You're a great supporter of the show, Angela, and we really do appreciate it. You know, that's honestly, we really do appreciate all the support you give us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. As I say, it's just a fantastic show. I found it pure by chance, as you know, and I just think everyone...
That's funny, that's how I found it as well. Oh, no, I didn't.
But it's just a great show, and funny enough, I'm at a Get Working Breakfast tomorrow morning.
All right.
Which is at Thanet. Right. You know about the Open Get Working, and their website is opengetworking.co.uk.
Brilliant.
And they meet around Thanet, Herne Bay, Canterbury and Dover.
Right.
And again, it's a very informal, there's no sign-up fees, but again, it's useful that we actually go along, and I tend to end up talking about everyone else's business and Business Bunker. So you might be inundated with more phone calls or more emails, so I apologise in advance.
Right, okay.
She's a great ambassador for
Business Bunker.
That's not a problem.
What time do you start tomorrow?
7:30 until 9:30.
And where is it in Thanet, Angela?
It's in the table at Thanet, which is by Manston Airport.
All right, okay, cool. Brilliant. Well, I hope that's a rip-roaring success. I'm sure it will be.
Oh, well, it's fabulous, because I'm there.
Absolutely.
Cool.
I wake everyone up.
She'll be shouting tomorrow morning. They go, no, no.
Yeah,
yes,
I was going to go. I was going to go, but I don't need to. I can hear you from where I am.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
No, thank
and,
you, Angela.
Don't forget, and if I see you, I shall get you out running.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
I think so. I think it should be a collaboration.
Well, hey, maybe we should have a business bunker running team.
We should.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Right, get her off quickly.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll be around with the sponsorship forms because I am doing the Great North Run in September for the Kent and Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance.
Oh, brilliant. We'll put us down for that. We'll certainly be supporting you on that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Angela. Thanks so much for calling. Enjoy the afternoon and enjoy the day in Thanet tomorrow.
Oh, take care. Have a great show, guys.
You
cheers.
Too. See you
bye.
Later. Bye.
Angela Bryce Stevenson
she's
there.
Lovely.
Yeah, a few people are kind of moaning that the signal's a bit quiet, but I've got it maxed up, so I'm not sure what's happening.
Yeah, it sounds okay on here.
Yeah, well, you see, it's really loud in here, isn't it? So
I can hear you.
I can hear you, can hear me, you know, it's just the two of us anyway.
Maybe it's just as well.
Yeah. I've got loads of tweets coming in, and we also need to get on and speak with our studio guest fairly
shortly.
He's
sat here very patiently.
He's been incredibly patient, sat there listening to this waffle going, oh my God, yeah. we'll get there soon. Shout out for i-m-k.co.uk, please. IMK, that's i-m-k.co.uk. We're creating mobile apps as apps can optimise business. The one drawback with Twitter is whenever you put a web address in there, it shortens it and you can't read it. So, but go along to their website, i-m-k.co.uk, and look at what they're doing with developing optimised business apps.
Another
for
good
mobile.
Way, actually, is to go to your mentions on Twitter. Sometimes if you miss it on the show, if you go to your tweet feeds and mentions, you can always pick it up there, can't you, and click on the link.
Yep. And also, we've had another tweet-up mentioned, a Canterbury tweet-up at the Miller's Arms in Mill Lane, and that's on the 1st of August at 10 a.m. So get along to that. Cool.
I haven't been to a tweet-up, actually.
Have you not?
No, I need to go.
You are not living, Becky.
I haven't lived, have I? You are
missing out on a whole
thing. It's been a long time. I was called by someone from Business Link a long time ago at Networking Tart, and then I went off the radar for quite some time. And then I've come back again, so I think I need to start networking a bit more, and I will come. I promise. I think Jules will drag me along. So I'll come along to the next tweet-up.
Cool stuff. I think what we'll do now is we'll talk to our studio guests. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. He's been very patient.
Absolutely. It's my absolute pleasure to introduce you to Mr. Paul Janes of Ambition Motorsport. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you again. And thank you for coming on the Business Bunker. It's really brilliant. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and a bit about you as well and your background and what you're into.
Right. We operate a go-karting team. We're based in the south of England. We race all over the UK, down as far as, say, Yeovil, down in the south of England, as far as Glasgow, and we also do some European testing and events as well.
Okay.
We look after drivers from around about 5 years old, all the way up to 16 plus, but we act as a feeder for drivers looking to get into motorsport, want to get involved either mechanicking, be around the circuit, even drive, and really progress them on to the next stage of their career. So we teach them from the basics all the way up to what they need.
Grassroots.
Yeah, grassroots indeed. But
okay, let me ask you some questions if I may.
Yes, no problem.
Because karting isn't something that I know an awful lot about, even though I've been involved in motor racing itself. But do you have a home track, first of all? Is your home circuit in around here? Or
yep, all sort of teams have a home circuit. Our home circuit is Baffin Meadows, which is situated in Sittermorne in Kent.
Right.
Great venue, ideal for starting karting, of course, and also Butmore Park, well renowned for its heritage with the Lewis Hamilton and Johnny Herbert scene coming from there onto Formula One.
Yeah.
But we've got key links with them, and due to their great help and support, it's enabled me to be where I am today, helping drivers from the corporate background getting into starting karting and progressing onto the next stage.
Cool. I mean, are there many circuits in the UK? I mean, you probably don't know the total number off the top of your head.
Yeah, in fact, there's more karting circuits are known as car circuits.
Really?
And they're based all over the UK. Quite hidden, off the beaten track, but all accessible to the motorway.
Right.
And to be honest, you can get to your nearest karting circuit, pay £40 for a half hour session, drive a kart, feel what it feels like. If you love it, go again. If you love it even more, keep going, bring your friends. If you want to go on to the next stage and want to get into it involved seriously, then it's time to go to the next stage, and that's where I come involved.
Right.
And we'll put you on the right route, your right budget. Of course, it's not going to be a cheap form of motorsport, because no motorsport is cheap.
Absolutely.
But if you want to do it for fun, take your son, daughters out for a karting session and want to experience something a bit better than corporate karting, that little bit more, get faster karts, have the experience sort of produced onto you, and just teach you how to drive properly, because it can go on to helping you in the future with road-going cars, of course.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? That normally with, as you say, just the corporate turn-up and drive type stuff, you get a cracked-out old kart, and you get like 10 minutes of whizzing round. Nobody tells you anything to do. All they do is tell you, you mustn't do this, you mustn't do that, and, you know, when they wave certain flags, you're out. And that's it, really.
Exactly.
They don't give you any driving tips or anything like that.
No, we're all positive within the team, so anything you do wrong, we amend.
Right.
And hopefully they don't do it again, of course, but like I say, it's a great form of motorsport, great family atmosphere as well.
Mm.
You have your highs and lows, of course, for any form of sport, but it brings your families closer together at the weekends.
Mm.
But we also don't do weekends. We race all over the country at most weekends, but we also do midweek testing, engine development work, also a lot of PR for the drivers as well, try and get them sponsorship, because it is very hard to progress, and there's so much talent out there which isn't seen.
Mm.
And it needs to be sort of brought to the attention of most people in the UK.
Yeah, it's a lot of things, isn't it? Until you're aware of it, you just don't know what's going on, and then all of a sudden you think, blimey, I didn't know any of that was there.
Yeah.
Going on right on your doorstep, you know. It's like an awful lot of us have heard of Butmore Park, but I wouldn't have known there was a kart circuit in Sittingbourne. If you'd have asked me, I just wouldn't have known.
They have a lot of, like, arrive and drives. I mean, I know, obviously, I've been involved in motorsport for a few years now, and obviously how I've known Paul, and, you know, to see firsthand, like you say, to really get an experience of karting, and some of these young up-and-coming, like you say, from grassroots, are phenomenal drivers. And I suppose it is hard to get sponsorship, it is hard to get promotion, and you know, a lot of them are self-funded through families and things like that, and certainly for you, Paul, I know that's how you started, and many years ago when he was karting himself, and I know you still get involved in it to a certain extent, but it is hard, and sometimes it's actually quite a good thing to collaborate business with sport.
And
obviously, you know, how I know Roger McCurley, because obviously the power of Sports Business Network and things like that, bringing businesses and sport together, and that's why I said to Paul, you know, it's very interesting to come along to events like to make people aware of what's out there, and some really young talent in Kent, homegrown, grassroots, that could be the next, you know, Lewis Hamilton. You know, don't underestimate these guys. They're really, really talented.
I just find the younger guys are coming through now are going to be better than the older guys, i.e. Vettel, Durista, Hamilton, of course, they're definitely upsetting Schumacher at the moment, and he's trying to adjust himself to get on term with him, but he won't be as good as them, trust me.
He won't. You're absolutely right. But you know, this cost thing is a big issue with motorsport, isn't it? Because it is an incredibly expensive thing.
Absolutely.
You know, even from the level of karting onwards, it's an incredibly expensive thing to do. And of course, even at the best of times, it was hard to get sponsorship and support. With the way that financial world is at the moment, it's even harder right now. But there's a lot of things to be said about it. And, you know, I'm doing the talking now, which we'd much rather hear from you. But just from my own take on this, one of those funny things is a lot of people don't realise what a team sport motor racing is. They look at the driver, but they don't think about the whole team that goes with it.
That makes it happen.
All
adds up, really.
Yeah.
Engine preparation work, chassis preparation work, the testing is so important, of course, because if you're out the testing, you're not going to be able to be at the front of the grid.
Mm.
And it also depends on budgets. It doesn't matter how much budget you've got. If you've got the smallest of budget, you can still compete.
Mm.
But the guys with the larger budgets are always going to have the better of you, of course, but if you're doing it at a national level, that's what you're going to expect. If you do it at club level, and Bayford Meadows, Butmore Park, and not forgetting another circuit in Kent, which is quite local to us at the moment. Lyd International, which is down at Lyd itself. They hold great race meetings down there. Very fun, very friendly. Mm. The staff are really, really welcoming there. So shout out to them, of course.
Yeah.
No doubt they'll hear about this radio show and hopefully be involved.
They're only round the corner, so they should be listening in. but you're absolutely right. No, and there is loads of things going on. It's interesting stuff. And also, one of the things that I've found in motorsport, especially with testing and corporate days and stuff like that, is the camaraderie. Even though there's competition, there's also camaraderie. I mean, we were testing one of our cars at Silverstone one day, and we just couldn't get it to work. And in the garage next to us was the Lotus Formula One team. And eventually, all the guys came over and were going, "Nah, you don't want to do that, you want to do this." And before they knew it, they'd all stopped work on the Lotus and got our car, stripped it down, and were rebuilding it for us.
Yeah.
And then Mark Blundell, who was one of their lead drivers at the time, then took our car out and came back in and went, "Oh, you want to do this to it, and you want to do that to it," you know. Mm. And
everyone looks after each other.
And they look after you, and you just think, wow, that is just such a knockout.
Yeah. It's a really good, fun, filled atmosphere.
Yeah.
And even though the competition side is there, it's also the friendly side. Usually when you get to about 5 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock, everyone just gets together, sort of reflects on the day, the weekend, and go, right, looking forward to the next one, onwards we go, of course. So it's a great fun for an atmosphere, and it's also a very, very small environment. Mm. Motorsport isn't a big public thing, even though the Formula One teams dominate and are all English. Mm. Karting is very small, and you will find the majority of the best drivers are out every weekend, but most of them are in the south, and you've got around about, I don't know, 1,000 drivers in the south who are competing either at corporate level or their own sort of personal karting level, who are well involved with it, do all championships all over the UK, even abroad into Europe, as far as Spain, also as far as Japan.
Mm.
So you've got a few drivers, and also you've got around about 4 world champions based in Kent, Surrey, and the South London area.
Right. It's amazing,
that's
really.
That's what I mean.
It's another success story for this county of ours that just doesn't get any publicity. You know, everybody wants to talk about the headline sports like football, rugby, and cricket, but they don't really talk about a lot of other sports. I was fascinated by what you said about having kids from the age of 5.
Yes. Yeah, we look after drivers from 5 years old. Any younger than you, they shouldn't really be in the car, of course.
Yeah.
But usually, if you get a driver who's very focused, and children are all different, of course, but if you want to get involved, you can do it from 5 or 6 years old. Best thing to do, go down to Butmore Park, go around in their Bambino school, which is a great, fun-filled atmosphere. You get 2 or 3 lessons and onto your third club lesson, and you can join the Bambino school, which we call Ambition Superstars, the Bambino school, which we take on drivers, like say from 5 years old, get them to do the right lines, get their throttle and braking right, also their maturity in after the racing, of course, at the trophy presentation. If they give any public speeches to anyone, they've got to know what they're talking about, and that's where we come in also.
Right.
But we take them on from 5 all the way through, and you've got about 3 or 4 different classes. You've got the Bambino Superstars, which you look after, which is a Bambino cart. Weighs nothing, of course, but is restricted to around 30 miles an hour top speed.
Right.
I don't say they will do 30, but it's about 25-30, so you're at slow speed, so you haven't got nothing to worry about. And then go on to the Honda Cadet class, which is average speed to around 45 miles an hour, and you can do that from 7.5 all the way to your 11 to 13 years old, depends on your weight.
Right.
And then you can go on to the Rotax class, which is from around about 11, 12 onwards to 16. If you do get to 16 and you find that you want to do car racing, we feed drivers onto the correct way they want to go. Single seaters, tin tops, so they go onto the touring car route or the Formula One route.
Mm.
We've got good ties in with a couple of teams who look after drivers who have gone through our scheme.
Right.
And also karting stuff we know about.
Mm.
And basically, you can stay in karting
yep.
and do it until you've got well, I don't know, 65? Depends on how old you want to do it, of course.
There's hope for me yet.
No, we'll still get you in the cart, don't worry, Paul.
I think there's also, like I say, I mean, we both know Bucknell Park very well, and we know Chris Pullman there, and again, it's actually a corporate sort of, so it's a great team building, and how you obviously can, you know, get involved in team building events, and actually sometimes, again, bringing your business together, you know, I know Butmore host it, and obviously you get involved in that as well, and can get involved in corporate, so it almost, you know, you can filter through what you're doing, obviously, on a week-to-week basis, and actually put it through as a team building, again, bringing the, you know, your employees together, and that is quite successful as well, and having somebody like Paul who can really sort of tune into how to drive a car. I mean, I've only driven a car, overseas, and it was quite scary.
Too slow for you, Becky, wasn't it?
they didn't have, the health and safety on it was quite, quite interesting. I think a couple of tyres.
It would have been fun to watch, though.
It would have been fun, yes. But I think, you know, there's a lot to be said from what you're doing, and obviously how it is amazing how it can link to business as well. I mean, obviously, I know we're talking about sport, but there is a lot of connections that you have with business, and how business supports you, and obviously through obviously doing all of your events and race meets and things like that, and it's meeting and it's facilitating businesses as well.
Right.
So don't underestimate a sporting event, like you say, when you're karting, because you're mixing with lots of different businesses, lots of different organisations. I know it's not a corporate hospitality kind of event to attend like F1 is, but at the same time,
it doesn't cost the same either.
but it's supporting say young up and coming drivers, and you know, we do have to get behind these. I'm not just talking motorsport; I'm talking all sporting. I mean, we've got the Olympics on Friday starting, and it's really important to get behind it and how you can collaborate.
Yeah, and even if you want to come down and watch one of the meetings to sample it for yourself, you've got Liz, who run on the second weekend of the month. Their practice is on Saturday and racing is on Sunday. You've got Butmore Park, which runs on the third weekend of the month. It's same again, Saturday practice, Sunday racing. And Bayford Meadows, Sitting Bull, which runs on the fourth weekend of the month, as I said, and practice Saturday, racing Sunday. So even if you can't make Saturday, Sunday is the day you want to be down there, because you can see some top guys racing at frightening speeds, really, but they're all well mannered.
But I want to go back to something that Becky was saying as well, because I think this is one of the big differences when you're talking about corporate entertainment and corporate team building things and stuff like that. One of the beauties of something like karting is you can do a corporate day when you can really get involved. It's for those listeners that don't know, I used to own a Formula 3 motor racing team. And we did corporate days for our clients there.
Yeah.
But the trouble is, all they could do is stand in the pit lane and gawp at the car. You know, couldn't do anything else.
No.
You know, we feed them and, you know, introduce them to drivers and stuff like that. But that was it. They could just look at the car and watch it go round. With karting, you can get involved.
Exactly.
You can't do that at any other level of motorsport.
It's hands on, isn't it?
Yeah. You can actually go out in a kart and go round the circuit.
Yeah.
You know, and so many people, we take them to an open day with Formula 3 and they go, oh, can I have a go in the car? And apart from the fact they could never even pull away in it anyway, they weren't allowed because they don't have a racing licence.
No, so exactly. And that's where we come in. Yeah. Of course, we do that exactly the same as you do, Paul, or did. We invite our people who back us. We do events during the year at different circuits. They can actually feel what it's like to be behind the wheel. For all their help and support, we're so generous for it. We produce them a day. Everything's all laid out from even lunch, which even unfortunately there's no takeaways. It's all sandwiches and soft drinks, but it's a very, very enjoyable day. And
it's hands on, isn't it? And that's it's a bit more rustic.
That's the thing.
It's hands on.
That's the beauty of it, and that's where you really get the benefit from a team building point of view and stuff like that. Is you can actually do stuff. You can actually get involved. You can even compete against each other if you want. But you can do things, and that's where it wins out over the bigger, more glamorous ends of motorsport. We can't do anything. You just got to stand there and watch, which is fine, but, you know.
It's never the same.
It's never the same. No,
in any sport.
It was always the biggest disappointment. You know, people would come along to our events and they go, but I can't have a go. No, you can't have a go.
No.
I've pulled a couple of stunts in the past. one famous occasion, we got everybody to put £100 into the pot. And I said, right, you can all take the car out, and whoever does the fastest lap nominates the charity that gets the money.
Mm.
Yeah, so about 10 of them put 100 quid in the pot, and of course nobody could even get the car out of the garage.
So where did the money go to?
It all went to charity. Yeah.
Good.
Speaking of charities, we do a lot for charity as well.
Yes, we do.
Both of us sort of know John Surtees and the Henry Surtees Foundation. I know you've been involved in that in the past and some other charity events.
Yeah, me and Becky have attended some the Henry Surtees Foundation, which was based at Butmore Park, his charity event. Unfortunately, Henry lost his life in a car accident at Brands Hatch. He was well involved in cars before he moved on to car racing. So we and the teams, the drivers, want to put something towards a good cause, of course, and as a company, we are a sort of sponsor or put a charity together for Henry Surtees Foundation. We try and support it as much as we can and try and do the events which John Surtees, former F1 bike world champion, we try to get involved with.
John Surtees is still the only man that won both world champions.
Exactly.
Formula One and the world
superbike
champion.
Man.
Yeah. Very nice. Very humble man,
and a lovely man. So I've been had a pleasure to meet
him. If we're going to do name dropping, I had lunch, not last year, the year before, at the Goodwood Festival of Speed with Stirling Moss and his gorgeous, gorgeous wife, Susie. And what a lovely couple they are as well. Yeah, really nice people. Yeah.
I think that's the thing. I say, when we're talking, like on the Business Bunker Show, and we're talking about sport, and okay, I know I'm quite involved in it, but in sport generally, and but I think, like you say, there's so much a collaboration, that word again, between business and sport, and I think we should do more to it. And I say you can help promote businesses, Paul, and likewise they can support you. And I think, you know, it's really important. And I say going on about SBN again, but Roger McCurley is a very good friend of mine, and again, I like to think I'm an ambassador for SBN, because I think it really is a strong, powerful collaboration of working with businesses and sport. And I think, again, moving forward, it's a different way and a different approach to enhance your business and support, like I say, local cool up and coming athletes, sports people. So
absolutely. Yeah. It's all part of the same thing that we
just
continue to talk about.
Just a different take on it.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, it's all part of the community, part of doing stuff locally, part of supporting each other, part of recognising that there are collaborations that can happen. It's part of building team. You know, sport is a great thing for building motivation and teamwork and collaboration.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic thing, no matter what sport you're involved in.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of benefits to it. So it's great. And
we want to hear from anyone who's involved in sport. We'll have a shout out for them.
Yeah, because done it themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's Olympic year in London. Mm-hmm. About to start.
3 days' time.
In 3 days' time. let's hear it for that. For the moment, Paul, give us a shout for your website and how people can get in touch to get involved.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we run sort of all over the country, of course. It's very hard to get hold of me. As always, email, website, and just catch me at the circuit. If you do want to come down and visit, grab hold of me. Talk to me. I've always got time for you.
Cool.
Our website is www.ambitionmotorsport.com. Pretty easy. Got all the relevant info on there that you need to read about. But if you've got any questions, don't hesitate to get in contact with me, of course, via email at info@ambitionmotorsport.com. We've also got a new website coming out very soon, which is just a revamp of the original one. Just different colours involved. New colours for 2012.
Yeah,
exactly. So, if you get hold of that, or you can contact us, and our number is via the website as well.
And like I say, got your Twitter feed.
We have indeed. But like I say, we've got Facebook, Twitter, and it's all at ambitionmotorsport.com.
Okay, cool. Your Twitter's ambitionmotorsp.
Yes,
cool. We've got a link to your website on our website now, so people can follow up with that.
Fantastic, thank you.
I think what we'll do at some point is have a karting day as well.
I think we should.
A bunker karting day. That would go down.
Everyone's welcome, of course.
I think we'll do that. I can cope with that. All this running.
Bit of driving.
Cool. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you to you both for inviting me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been brilliant to have you on. Please feel free to stay with us for the rest of the show and join into what we're doing and stuff like that. Getting loads of people asking stuff, so we'll pass them all over to you.
No.
But for the moment, Paul James of Ambition Motorsport, thank you very much for joining us on the business.
Thank you very much for your time.
No, brilliant. Lovely to hear from you. Cool. I've got a million tweets. We're at 2:05 already. I've got some more tunage to play. I've got a zillion emails and stuff like that. I'll tell you what we'll do. I think we'll have, if you could do one more email, then we'll play some more tunage and then we'll go from there.
Can we request one as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. But UB40, you can't beat a bit of that.
We'll find a bit of that. Well, while Beck is reading that out, we'll find a bit of UB40 if we can.
Okay, I've got the Kent Invicta Chamber networking events. I've got an email here. Breakfast with Business in Canterbury, the 25th of July, tomorrow. Maidstone, the 3rd of August. Sittingbourne, the 8th of August. And Tunbridge Wells, the 15th of August. Lunch with Business is in Tenterden on the 14th of August and Canterbury, the 16th of August. After Hours Club, there are new venues and new dates. Tunbridge changed from Hadlow Manor Hotel to River Centre Medway Wharf Road. New venue from the 14th of August. Usual hosts, the lovely Colin Davies. We'll be delighted to meet you at this spectacular £4 million multi-purpose and flexible building. Interesting. 14th of August, 11th of September, 9th of October, 13th of November and 11th of December. Oh my goodness, I do not want to even think about December and cold. This is supposed to carry on, isn't it, this hot weather?
It's set for a few days now, I believe.
For a few days. is that as far as it stretches?
That's it, yeah, that's summer.
So our After Hours Club, obviously there's lots going on. Kent Invicta Chamber, I mean, if you visit their website, and obviously they get their Thinking Business magazine. I actually got one of those the other day, but I was hoping that the Business Bunker exhibition stand would be in it with the three of us there. It was a great day, wasn't it?
It was a brilliant day.
I know I keep harping on about it, but it was a good day.
No, we got so much good feedback about that. I'm really keen to do something like that again.
And
now we've kind of figured the technology out a little bit. Yeah. It means we can do much more recorded interviews and stuff like that, which will be good for the future.
Really, really good. So, yeah, that's Kent Invicta Chamber. All information about their networking events, just visit their website. And so there's an awful lot going on. And I say Colin always, and Louisa Felster's involved as well.
Oh, right, okay, cool.
So, excellent.
Okay, I've got a couple of tweets that I need to read out. Then we'll play Paul's request, and then we'll go from there. Blimey, and a phone call. Beaujolais boy. Hi, Paul, and the Tasty Bird from Taste Local. That's Tia. Shout out for us, please, at the Taste Fest at Benchbury on the 18th and 19th of August. And check out at @taste_local. That's a Twitter handle. We'll be there. So thanks for that, Ian. That's Beaujolais boy from Liquid Pleasure in Tenterden High Street, the upmarket wine shop.
Now, that sounds... Beaujolais boy, I remember that.
Tenterden's very nice as well.
Yeah. I don't know if that phone call was for us or not. There's not a lot happening out there. Don't think so. Anyway, so that's the Taste Local event, and the lady organising that is called Tia, I believe. And it's @taste_local, that's @taste_local, and at Bedbury on the 18th and 19th of August, they have the Taste Fest.
Excellent.
So, cool.
I would definitely fancy that.
Yeah, I don't think that call was for us.
I don't think so. It hasn't come through, has it?
It hasn't, no. But, so do you know what I think we'll do now?
Tunage.
A bit of tunage, I think. A bit of a request from Paul, eh? A bit of UB40.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Stay close to me. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing is the find the sweet headline. Red, red wine, you do a whole heap of zing. Whole heap of zing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, you really know how to love. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style. Yeah.
Business Bunker. Hey, welcome back to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, the Business Bunker show with myself, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter, the gorgeous Rebecca Oliver. Bit of red, red wine there from UB40, and apparently there's a UB40 night at the Village Hotel this Friday.
Yes.
The Village Hotel,
that's
on Maysland. Yeah, so are you going to that point?
Yep, we are going.
Okay.
I think it starts about 8 o'clock, half 7, 8 o'clock, but it's a UB40 tribute night organised by the Village Hotel. Slap at meal with it, of course. Great evening. Yeah. Hopefully, cool. Ali Campbell will be there, you never know.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll
maybe.
I was just saying, while we were listening to that off air, that a lot of people don't realise that Kent Business Radio broadcasts 24/7. We have other shows on this station.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the shows we do on a regular basis is Scar,
Tupac,
and Berengar, yeah. Specials and everything, yeah,
yeah.
So it's always worth a listen to. So get along to the Village Hotel at Aylesford, just outside Maidstone, on Friday night. There's UB40 tribute night. Have a go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I've got a couple of emails.
You've got a couple of emails.
I've got some tweets, and we've got no time left to do anything.
No, we never have we?
No, absolutely. I've got... Guess... Hi, Paul. Gav here. La Majeure is dictating, as she does. Gav is Jules' husband.
Ah.
Yeah. A message from Villa Olivas.
Yeah.
We all need to take a break, so why not have a relaxing sunshine holiday in the beautiful Valencia region, land of fiestas, siestas, real Spanish towns with majestic mountains and gorgeous beaches.
I'm there.
Yeah, for bargain late bookings with a 10% discount for Bunker listeners, go to www.cvilla.eu or call 07767 252 489. Cvilla.eu is a link on the Kent Business Radio website already.
It looks beautiful.
So
actually,
if you're a Bunker listener and you want a last minute holiday in a beautiful Valencia region, you can get 10% off by booking via our website.
Ooh.
So have a go at that, and enjoy your holiday, Jules and Gavin and Jay. I'm sure you're having a lovely time. Cool.
Excellent.
I've got a fairly big email, but I want to read it out, if you'll indulge me for a moment. Laura Mendes moved to Kent 8 years ago, and after a successful city career, launched into the world of local publishing. Eden Bridge was the first publication, launched in October 2005, and after receiving a number of letters from residents in nearby Crowborough, she launched a magazine there in December 2006. It was through her involvement in the community that really keeps her inspired to continue to do what she does, and to continue to inspire the readers and visitors to the town to get involved. She says, I don't think I've ever been bored since I started my business. I join in with all the groups and organisations that I write about in order to be able to tell readers exactly what they are like. I've been to WI meetings, Probus meetings, that's my retirement sorted out. I helped out with the Brownies. I was the first lady to train with the Edenbridge Rugby Club.
Ooh.
And there's a special note to me. No jokes about the showers afterwards, please. Apparently she did. Oh, no, she didn't. And I even flew a glider last summer when writing about the Air Cadets.
Yeah.
So Laura has been nominated as one of the Business People of the Year by the Crowborough Chamber of Commerce.
I know Laura. I do know Laura quite well, and I'm a friend with her on Facebook, and I can absolutely agree with everything she said. There's always pictures of her involved in the community, really hands-on, and she's a lovely lady, and she really takes Edenbridge to her heart. And you know, I've witnessed it firsthand with what she's been doing. It's fantastic. Well done, Laura.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been doing really great stuff. And you can find Laura's main product, which is the Edenbridge Directory, at www.edenbridgedirectory.co.uk.
And actually, last week she actually tweeted about saying that I can go running with her training for the marathon. So I will take you up on that. Maybe go past her. She's always got lovely pictures of her vista outside her apartment sometimes, and in Edenbridge. So I will definitely take her up on that, as long as there's maybe a glass of wine at the end of it.
Yeah, cool. Laura, and we're wishing you all the best of luck with the Business Person of the Year for the Crowborough Chamber of Commerce. I'm sure you must be in with a great shout for that.
Definitely.
What have you got there, Becky?
I've got Big Kent Summer Event, and it's tomorrow, the 25th of July. Businesses across East Kent involved in science, technology, engineering and manufacturing related sectors are invited to attend the free Big Kent Summer Event and Exhibition on the 25th of July at St George's Centre, Medway, Chatham Maritime. The event will feature a series of presentations from senior industrial and academic speakers, as well as networking opportunities with sector specialists and a panel debate exploring how science, technology, engineering and manufacturing sectors can stimulate the economy. To register your interest, I know you haven't got long, but to register your interest for this event, please contact Jason by email wj77@gre.ac.uk or call 01634 883.
Just reminding me, of course, John Surtees is based in Edenbridge.
He is indeed.
And is a supporter of the Edenbally Chamber. So
he
there you go.
Indeed.
Well, we better get down there then.
Yeah, it's great when it all comes together,
isn't it? I've been to his offices, yep, definitely.
Absolutely.
They got a bike and Formula One world champion in Kent.
Yeah, absolutely. And even more together, somebody's just tweeted, hey, another thought, how about a motorsport and superbike team? I've already got a motorbike.
Yes, there you go. Collaboration,
it's
that's
all
the
coming
key
together.
Word.
It's all happening. There you go. Good stuff. Right, I've got
another email?
Yeah, I've got this that I want to bring to everybody's attention. It's the Tunbridge Wells Festival 2012, and it's taking place over the bank holiday weekend, which is the 26th and 27th of August. And there's a performance by a band, Virgin Soldiers, who I think are quite big locally. It includes live entertainment at the Forum and at the Assembly Hall Theatre. And they've also got their very own Tunbridge Wells Has Talent.
Hey.
Talent competition. Hey, we're all in for that. Yeah. And we need your support. So they're looking for supporters, performers, stallholders or volunteers to get involved. And if you want to get involved in that, there's going to be live music, unique markets, street performances, celebrity appearances, talent shows, everything, and much more. And currently, there's a lot of charities that they're supporting out of this, which include Headway, Prep and Brie, Hospice in the Wild, Chips, and I can't read that because I haven't got my glasses on. It's too small.
So Headway is one of the...
Stars Foundation, sorry. Yeah,
Headway is one of the
It is the Henry Surtees Foundation, Headway Trust.
Yeah,
yeah, that's for people with head injuries. And
exactly.
Stuff, yeah, absolutely. So that's the Tunbridge Wells Festival on the 26th and 27th of August. The website, if you want to get involved in any way, shape or form, if you want to volunteer, get involved, have a stall, perform, ta-da, or whatever, go to www.tunbridgewellsfestival.com. That's all one word, tunbridgewellsfestival.com.
Excellent.
Brilliant stuff. What have you
got here? I've got one here. Another sports related. Birchwood Park Golf Centre in Dartford is celebrating the opening of its new meeting and conference facilities with a launch event next month. It is part of the BGL Golf, which owns and operates 10 courses nationwide. Guests on the 1st of August will see newly refurbished facilities, including the Kelvedon Suite, which can accommodate smaller meetings and larger conferences for up to 200 delegates. General Manager Graham Rowland said, "We can create an event tailored to suit all business needs and can even throw in a round of golf or group lessons to add a bit of fun to the day or as a team building exercise." For more details, visit www.birchwoodparkgc.co.uk. And again, being involved a bit in golf myself, you know, it's great to collaborate. It seems to be like golf and tennis.
I thought, is there anything you're not involved in, Becky?
But again, it's collaborating, bringing sport and business together again, because obviously these facilities are ideal. You can obviously have a conference event there and take full advantage of, you know, playing a bit of golf as well. So
absolutely,
so fantastic. So definitely go along on the 1st of August.
Do you know, we are really lucky in Kent. There are just so many different things and so many different venues and so many things happening. And it's a big county as well, you know.
Yeah. Sport for choice, really, aren't
absolutely. You? Absolutely. You know, we really are. There's so many different, completely different types of things and places and stuff.
We've talked about agriculture, which is, again, you know, when you were saying the statistics earlier, we've got industry.
Yeah.
We've got science.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, business, we've got retail,
we've got a lot, Rebecca. We've got everything.
Who needs to go anywhere else, can't
we? Absolutely. We've got beaches, we've got countryside, we've got cities, we've got history, we've got modern, we've got everything.
We've got everything.
Yeah. And the people.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. Had to go back somewhere, didn't it?
Have you got one there?
I've got a few. Another Pilgrim's Hospice. They're going mad at Pilgrim's Hospice.
They're busy.
Yeah, they've got a moonlight walk. And that's going to be a night to remember on Friday the 21st of September at 8 p.m. at King's Hall Herne Bay. A 10 or 15 kilometre return walk under the moonlight to Whitstable.
Ooh.
So that's from the King's Hay Herne Bay to Whitstable. You can either do 10 or 15 k's, just strolling at night in dark. And you can register online to take part in that at www.pilgrimsmoonlightwalk.org. That's all one word, pilgrimsmoonlightwalk.org, and that's on the Friday, the 21st of September at 8 p.m, starting at the King's Hall, Herne Bay. So do get along and partake in that. It's all for a brilliant cause at the Pilgrim's Hospice, so we will be supporting that. I might be able to manage a stroll.
A stroll.
I might be able to manage a
stroll. You just want to go karting now, don't you?
I do, yeah.
You don't want to walk.
I don't want to walk anywhere.
Why can't you just sponsor a cart or something?
Yeah. Do you reckon they'll let me take a cart on the run?
What is it, 13 kilometres, is it?
Yeah, don't take me any time at all.
We'll make you work hard at it anyway.
Yeah. I could do it twice.
There you go. I've got one here. Yep. IT was a baptism of fire for the new Canterbury Salon Vatican Hairdressing. But after only 7 months, the business in Mercery Lane has already bagged its second prestigious award. At the grand final of the L'Oreal Colour Trophy Award at the Grosvenor Hotel in Mayfair. Very nice. Stylist Lisa Candy took home the Young Colourist of the Year accolade. So well done.
Blimey, well done. That is very good.
See again, hairdressers. Again, so diverse. We're talking about hairdressing.
No, don't mention hair.
We're talking about food. We're talking about agriculture.
I never talk about hair.
Oh, no.
I remember that. I remember having that.
You've got a bit.
A little bit, yeah. those alpacas out there all get nervous when I walk past. Hairy things they are.
I've got another one here.
Yeah, go for it.
Companies looking for support are being offered shared workspace by a new centre in Dover. The Dover Innovation Centre at the Whitecliff House, Poulton Close, provides 85,000 square feet of office and workspace facilities. The centre offers fully serviced offices, telecom services, include high-speed broadband, plus meeting and training rooms. There's also a desk-shared office space, virtual office, a marker space for experimenters and designers, and a free business lounge. So again, that's collaboration.
Yeah.
Caring and sharing.
Yeah, it's all good stuff, isn't it?
It is.
It's all happening, and the sun's out, and everybody's collaborating, and everybody's sharing, and even on the way here, funnily enough, I was wanting to hear, for the first time in ages, all the the listeners won't know this, but I get here by driving along the coast road from New Romney through St Mary's Bay and along Dymchurch, and for the first time, every single car park was full this morning on the beach.
Yeah.
So the beach was a bit packed with all that sunshine out there. So
but it is actually, we were driving down here today, and it is true, what a lot of people say, that when the sun is out, there is actually, we do travel thousands and thousands of miles, but really there isn't any better place you can be than in the UK.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that too much, because Steve would think he won't have to take me away as long as the sun shines.
She didn't mean it, Steve. Yeah.
But it is true, like I say, there's so much on our doorstep, and you know, when the sun is shining, it just makes the world a much happier and nicer place, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. It does. Absolutely, it does.
And people smile and cheer up, and I think it's probably, like you say, it's in your psyche, isn't it?
Mm.
In July, you're expecting it to be like this.
Yeah.
And I did want to actually give a shout out very quickly. Where we are now in the new studios, which are fabulous, just next door is the cafe. I think it's called The Bistro.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to the lady. She doesn't have a Twitter, but she has TripAdvisor and things, and they do fantastic lattes and cakes and things like
it's
that.
It's good, isn't it?
It is very
now
good.
Now you know why we moved there.
I was going to say, I can understand, because it is a really lovely little cafe, and so they do all home baked cakes and really lovely sandwiches and things like that. So I just said, oh, I would do a shout out to them, because it's a lovely place to come down if you are down this way, to sort of stop by and have a nice little lunch.
Yeah, absolutely. And funnily enough, I mean, it's a nice setup where we are. The new studio here is based at Hagland's Farm, and Hagland's Farm is a bit of a holiday centre. Beck said, there's cafes and shops and gift shops and stuff in the same parade as us. But they've got an alpaca farm. And they've got the Maze, which is really
popular.
Yeah. And they do paintballing and quad biking and all kinds of stuff here. So there's lots of activities that go on around here. But our studio is pretty good, isn't it?
It is good.
It's a lot bigger than the old one. And
it was. It doesn't get quite as hot as it did in the other one.
Yeah, that was.
I know Audra said that you'd love it, and she was absolutely right.
Yeah, it's much more conducive. Yeah, it's conducive. And some of the equipment even works occasionally.
It does.
Yeah, which is good stuff. Right, well, everybody seems to have got bored on Twitter now. They've all gone away.
They've all gone
Now, what they're doing is they're all trying to suss out who to get in their karting team.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all trying to blag someone into, you know, well, you look like you're a bit quick. You can be in our team. So they're all doing that.
We will do a shout out, because I think we'll be doing a charity event, and I know Buckmore does. I did a shout out for Buckmore, but I know they do a event sort of October time, and they're always looking for teams to get together. I don't think it's particularly a great expense outlay, but it's just a good fun evening, and the more the merrier, and there's some raffle prizes and stuff.
But you're right,
for good causes.
We have talked a number of times about doing stuff with the Bunker Show, you know, to bring all of our supporters and stuff together.
It'd be lovely to see them all in one place, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't think you'd get all 2 million of them. Oh no, we haven't got
all 2 million.
Yeah,
ten.
Yeah, if we're lucky. Yeah. No, it would be nice to do something, and I keep meaning to do something, because it's our second anniversary, not long off
the way
now.
I think we should do something then, I definitely think.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that we've been on air nearly 2 years in the country. This is our 83rd show today.
And, fantastic.
2 years, yeah. And I've got another email to read out, and then we're just about at the end of the show, really. And again, funnily enough, it's been a bit sporty and agricultural today. And this is the Farmer's Apprentice. Start thinking farmer. Take on farming's toughest challenge to win £10,000. If your dream job involves wearing wellies to work every day, Farmers Weekly Farmers Apprentice, sponsored by McDonald's, could be your lucky break. There is £10,000 up for grabs for one lucky young farming wannabe to help kickstart a career in agriculture. With 60,000 jobs to fill in the agricultural industry over the next few years, Farmers Weekly Farmers Apprentice is scouring towns and villages, cities and suburbs throughout the county to find young, talented would-be farmers, high on passion, with or without experience. So whether you're a full-time student, unemployed, slogging it in a beauty salon, feeling uninspired in an office, or just longing to live off the land, the nationwide competition could be the break you've been waiting for. All you need to do is to be aged between 18 and 25 and come up with a 60-second video showing what makes you stand out from the herd.
Herd?
Herd.
But how many did you say? How many jobs will be made available?
60,000.
Exactly. It's interesting, isn't it, to say, you know, you're always looking, you know, there's no jobs, etc. But look, 60,000.
Absolutely. So if you want to get involved in that, there's a website where you can go, which is www.farmersapprentice.co.uk. That's all one word, farmersapprentice.co.uk. And do you know what, Bex? I think we've reached the end of the show. I think that's it for another week. It's been great talking to you all. A big thank you to our two guests, Mr. Peter Kingham, the chairman of Eden Valley Chamber of Commerce, and good luck to their Eco Fair in September. It's been an absolute pleasure to have Mr. Paul James of Ambition Motorsport on the show.
Thank you very much, and we're going to go and celebrate the anniversary with Kate next door, I think.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. So thank you for that. Thank you for everybody that called in, joined in, tweeted and emailed. Have a fantastic week. Enjoy the sun. We'll be back next week. And I've got a further request. The Killer's Human, and this is for Georgie of Tensile and Heating and Plumbing, who should be working away on my shower. Go for it, guys.